What's good? Happy Friday. Really special episode today. I'm trying something new. You know, as I continue to develop and think about what I want this podcast to be, I realize that my niche is really about creating a platform for people to share their stories and their perspectives. And with this segment, every Friday, which is always about music, I realize that what I can start doing is creating a platform for artists, upcoming artists, to kind of talk about the inspiration and the story behind the music that they're making. And every week, just try to bring a new artist and a new song, and just over time create a platform that artists will want to submit to, just to get their story heard and to get their song out there. And so this is going to be the first edition of that segment. Like a lot of my segments, it always starts with Vanessa. You know, Vanessa was the first person whose music I had on the podcast. She was the first long form interview I did on the podcast. And now she's going to be the first person that I have on this new edition of Fade. And she's going to be talking about that song you just heard, Heaven. She just released it a couple weeks ago. And yeah, this has been one of her big projects over the past semester. And what you're about to hear, she's going to tell you about the inspiration, the story behind it, and a little bit about what it means to her. So please enjoy.
Yo, what's good? It's your girl, Wiley, here to talk about Heaven today, and thank you so much to Mr. Robert Boyle for giving me a platform to speak on what it took to make this song. The song, it means a lot to me, because as I've shared in the past, on your podcast, Robert, and like just with other people, I tend to be a very vicarious writer, so I don't really talk much about my own personal experience, what I've been going through, where I'm at. But with each song that I've done, I've tried more and more to get into, my own mind and my own, you know, feelings, and really share that with people and let my music be a means of getting to know me, you know, giving insight into me more than just like insight into my, I don't know, my pen, you know? So yeah, so I feel like Heaven is a good practice of that, because this song is really about a very difficult time that I was having in October of last year. And you know, I'm writing, I've been feeling aloud these days, as in out loud, aloud. I've been feeling aloud these days with no feelings allowed, qualifying my sentences. You know, there I'm saying, you know, I'm trying to share my feelings with the world, but because of my Black femme experience, my Black womanhood, I'm being shut up and shut down and all types of disrespected just for making my feelings known. And it really shook me up, honestly. And it was a very intense, for those who were walking that with me, it was a very intense period where I was kind of, for about like a month really, just going to bed each night like, damn, like I have to wake up tomorrow and do this again. Like, these systems and society are going to try me again, and this Black girlness thing, it's going to be every day. But then with time, you know, I kind of got more into a place of being like, wow, like I'm going to wake up every day being that thing that, well, nothing, that's a terrible way to you know, describe myself, but being that person, that being that other people put time, energy, money into trying to approximate, into trying to achieve or accomplish through aesthetics or co-opting particular narratives, etc., etc. Like, I will be a Black woman at the end of it all. It doesn't matter what people try me on, they will be pressed because they will not be what I am at the end of it. And so that's where, you know, that like more hopeful message is coming from in the hook of like, I can't take you to that place that I go. Like, you just don't have access to this experience, you know? And so the very thing that was at first a place of exhaustion became my solace, you know, my black femdom. So I think you're really hearing a very interesting journey take place in the song, from like very petty lyrics at the beginning of I've been feeling allowed, qualifying myself, all of that. I've been taking up space these days, but if so, let the walls cave in where they may. You know, moving from that into, you know, a celebration of the identity that houses me, that, you know, really keeps me warm when it's rough out here. So that's really the hook. And then second verse, we're getting into like perhaps one of the more the darker moments of the song, you know. If my heart stops and my world ends, like, you'll go on. You know, it was kind of this moment of realizing, like, wow, I'm going through all of this, and these people are putting me through all of this and don't even realize the effect it's having on me, nor do they seem to care. Like, if everything were to end for me in this moment, if the sun sets on my mornings and the night falls on my eyelids, you know, like, they won't even have a sense of, like, wow, these are the things we did to her while she was here and around and co-inhabiting this earth. So, you know, it was, again, like a very dark means of doing so, but I was articulating to myself that, like, at the end of the day, these people aren't even aware of what they're doing, you know, like, forgive them, Father, for they know not what they do. And sure, while I can forgive, to an extent, caveat, I will never forget what happened to me, and what happened to me will live on in the lyrics of the song. And I'm glad that I was able to make something tangible of that very heavy experience for me. So I'm so grateful to be in a position, you know, as a musician, to do that, and to archive my memories in this way. And you know, I think also another thing that's really special, very special about this song is that there are so many styles that I love just coming together and blending nicely to make the atmosphere that Heaven has. In fact, one of the tracks we referenced in making this was Consideration by Rihanna and SZA. So, you know, like, I even had all these black girls supporting me in the production of this work. You know, we have Rihanna and SZA looking to for inspiration, of course, forever looking to Beyonce for inspiration. Senai Bose, you know, when she's saying, I owe you nothing, like, that song is my everything, and that song is kind of the energy of Heaven as well. Once again, I failed to do this voice note in under 6 minutes. I'm sorry. I tried to speed through it. But thank you so much for giving me the opportunity to share, because this is super important to me. And I'm just glad that there are people who are receiving this message and are being moved by it, because, you know, this is really like, this is my heart on the table in that song. Even though it sounds like a fun bop, I love a sad girl bop, but this is more than that to me. It's really the expression of my innermost thoughts at a very dark time. So to have people text me being like, wow, I was crying listening, I'm like, damn sis, like, wow, like, it meant that much to you? That's everything to me, you know. It makes it feel like the things that I do here, my music stuff, my art stuff, it matters to people and hopefully helps them get through difficult times of their own, you know, where if they're being tried by life, they can say, you know what, all you people who are trying me, I can't take you to that quiet place. I go sometimes, you know. And I would love for that to be everyone's experience, and I hope that everyone can also turn their pain into their solace. And I wouldn't want to say that my black womanhood is my pain, but it's from that place that I was being victimized and attacked, and that thing that was meant to set me up as a target instead set me up to just stay winning. So that is like the celebratory moment that I'm having at the end there, where I'm literally saying I'm ascending right to Heaven. Like, I'm just so above and beyond everything that is coming at me right now, and they can continue to come, but I'll be flying high. Like, You know, so they better aim high because that's where I'm going. That's my trajectory regardless. So, yeah, I think that's everything I need to say. Once again, sorry for the long voice note. And thank you for this opportunity. Please go listen to Heaven. Once again, to your girl, Y. Lee. Much love. Whoa, oh, whoa, oh, oh, oh.
These days, with no feelings allowed, quarantine. My sentence is, I've been filling them out. I've been filling up space these days. Let the walls cave in where they may. Let the walls cave in. I've been loving too much, they say. But somebody is sad, and I, if I'm not. Write to me as you would the Odyssey. Splitting insides, buckling under the weight of my demise. But I'm still somewhere you don't know. I can take you to the quiet place. I go sometimes, I go sometimes, I go sometimes, I go. Oh. I can't take you to the resting place. I know sometimes, I know sometimes, I know sometimes, I know. I can't take you to the quiet place. I go sometimes, I go sometimes, I go sometimes, I go. Oh, oh. I can't take you to the resting place. I know sometimes. Know sometimes, I know sometimes. Know sometimes, I know sometimes. I can feel my breaking bones under the weight of my own weightlessness. Staring the darkness, black is my own. Black is the universe tonight. Bright is the stars I own. Burning my palms for holes. My heart stops and my world ends. When my body finally gives in. When the sun sets on my mornings. When the night falls on my eyelids. But I'm still somewhere you don't know. Yeah, I'm still somewhere you don't know.
I can take you to the quiet place. I go sometimes, I go sometimes, I go sometimes, I go.
What?
Thank you.
you all for listening. Tomorrow on the podcast, we're going to be having a special bonus episode. I did an interview over the phone with Connor Miller, CEO of Ardent.x. We're going to be talking about his journey from heroin to happiness. Hope you tune in.